الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، today in our تزكية النفس series, the topic is to eliminate greed, lust and the love for material possessions from the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran where he said, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this race that you are in, trying to excel each other in worldly things, will only end when you see your grave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a famous hadith, he said that the greed of the human being, the hunger that he has for material things, will be satisfied only when the turab of the khabar goes into his mouth, when the sand of the grave goes into his mouth. Only that will satisfy the hunger. And in another hadith, he said that man is such that if Allah gives him one valley full of gold, he's not talking about one gold biscuit, he's saying a valley full of gold, and another valley full of silver, he will ask for a third one. I remind myself and you that any hunger, whatever that hunger is, for it to be satisfied, you need food that will satisfy that hunger. For any hunger to be satisfied, you need food that will satisfy that hunger. Food that satisfies some other kind of hunger will not assuage the pain and the need of this particular hunger. Let me give you an example. Supposing you are hungry for food. You are just hungry. You haven't had anything to eat for a long time. And you are very hungry. Very, very hungry. Maybe you didn't eat anything for 24 hours. So you are very hungry. And at that time, if somebody shows you on a beautiful 62-inch flat screen television, he shows you 3D images of the most beautiful food dishes in the world. He shows you these fantastic triple chocolate sundaes or whatever, absolutely beautiful food dishes. He shows you on this 3D, three dimensions, right? And maybe he also has an aroma machine, so you can also smell this beautiful biryani or whatever. Huh? What will it do to your hunger? Will it satisfy your hunger or will it make it worse? It makes it worse. You will go crazy with the hunger because, without seeing all of that, you are hungry. Now you are smelling the aroma of that thing and you are seeing the picture of that thing. You want to eat the TV. Now think about this. The actual hunger of the human being, is the hunger for the remembrance of Allah. The hunger of the soul, I'm talking about the hunger of the body. The hunger of the body is for food, right? And for other things, bodily things. So if you want to fulfill the hunger or take away the hunger of the body, you have to give it that material food. To fulfill the hunger of the body, if you show it pictures, it does not help. Right? Does not help. I can give you some other examples, because where I'm sitting, I won't give you those examples, but you can imagine. Other bodily hungers. Looking at pictures only makes it worse. It doesn't take it away, right? The actual hunger of the human being is the hunger of the soul. And the hunger of the soul is to be close to Allah. What satisfies the soul is the zikr of Allah. And this is again not my fatwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah said the itminan of the qalb is by the zikr of Allah. But unfortunately, what we are doing is that to try to satisfy that itminanul qalb, to get peace of mind, to get satisfaction, to get a safe sense of safety and security, what are we doing? We are searching for it where it does not exist. Instead of eating food, when you are so hungry, a piece of dry bread is worth more than the best 3D image of a of some food, right? Similarly, for the hunger of the soul, the zikr of Allah is the food. The food of the soul is the zikr of Allah. The food of the soul is the zikr of Allah. Nothing else will satisfy it. Now, instead of the zikr of Allah, we are hunting for it. We are searching for it desperately in the malls. Retail therapy. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. That is retail sickness. It's not retail therapy, it's retail sickness. Somebody is sick, you are sending him back into the place of sickness. Instead of taking him out into the hospital. The hospital is the masjid. Bring him out from there and make him sit here and help him to understand the beauty of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which will take away the sickness. But we send him back into the sickness. The mall is a place of sickness. Material possessions, more and more and more. Hungry person, you are showing him more and more pictures of food. He will only go crazy with hunger. He is never going to solve his hunger. Not in a million years. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi was praying. He was praying tahajjud. And when he was praying, he heard some commotion. He heard as if somebody entered his house and he heard someone moving around in the house. He was alone. So anyway, he continued his salah. And when he finished his salah, he saw there was a man standing. He asked the man, he said, "Who are you?" The man said, "You are a strange man." He said, "I am a thief. I am telling you this. I am a thief. I came to steal something." He said, "There is nothing in your house. How do you live like this?" The thief is actually fighting with you. He said, "How do you live like this? There is nothing. There is nothing to take in your house. You have nothing." Hasan al-Basri said, "No, I have got something, I will give you." He said, "What have you got?" He said, "No, go make wudu. Make wudu and come." He said, "Why wudu?" He said, go, you want something, I will give you. Go make wudu." So the man went wudu. Hasan al-Basri told him, "You come now, stand next to me and we pray." So the man, he was also a Muslim. I mean, may Allah protect us, we are in all the wrong places. So he stood next to him, and Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi is now praying tahajjud, reciting Quran, and this thief is standing next to him. When the salah finished, the man was weeping. And he said, "I make tawbah." He said, "I will never do this work again." He said, "I've left my job of stealing." He said, "I make tawbah. You really gave me something." Hasan al-Basri said, "I can only give what I have." He said, "You came to take something. I can only give what I have." Hasan al-Basri, what did he have? He had the way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He connected the man. I remind myself and you that freedom, peace of mind, satisfaction does not come by the accumulation of material things. It does not come by collecting more stuff. It comes by eliminating the need for stuff. It comes from eliminating want. People feel that eliminating want means to give stuff. No, eliminating want means to remove the desire from the heart. And believe me, it is doable. Not only is it not impossible, it is not even difficult. It is not even difficult. Easiest thing in the world. And how do you do that? By being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very simple. Very simple. To eliminate want, eliminate desire from the heart is not even difficult. It's very easy. And the way to do that is to be thankful to Allah. To be thankful to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ. You are thankful to me for what I have given you, I will increase it for you. Haji. Just be thankful. Whatever it is, be thankful, Allah will increase. Allah will increase. And that is the beauty of this deen. It is so simple. Deen useful. Rasulullah says, deen is easy. It's not difficult, very easy. No complexity, no complicated, problems, nothing. Very simple. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove desire from your heart. And then you live in a world of bliss. Absolutely no desire. Complete satisfaction. Complete satisfaction. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And then you will find how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more and more and more. So I remind myself and you that greed is something and lust and desire for material possessions, these are illnesses, these are sicknesses of the heart. Sickness of the heart. And how to get rid of them? By being thankful to Allah. And by doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making salah, standing in tahajjud. What is the value of that? You stand in tahajjud and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See what Allah gives. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us inshaAllah. And to create and to make our hearts thankful to Him. And to make our tongues constantly engaged in the zikr of Allah. And to be pleased with us. And to keep us in the state of contentment and satisfaction all our lives. And to take us in the state of contentment and thankfulness to Him when the time comes to go to Him. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.